Iranian lawmaker apparently has placed a $3 million bounty on President Trump's head. This is certainly an escalation of the conflict and raises substantial questions about the efficacy of assassinating General Soleimani and whether or not that puts many of our leaders at risk. The Supreme Court has decided not to hear the most recent challenge to the Affordable Care Act, in which the Fifth Circuit found that the government cannot force most consumers to buy health insurance because Congress eliminated the tax penalty used to enforce the requirement in 2017. This appeals court sent the case back to the lower court to determine whether or not the remainder of the law could stand on its own. The Supreme Court refused to hear an interlocutory appeal, essentially allowing the case to go back for further consideration by the district court, and thus meaning that this matter would not be on the court's docket during an election year. It looks like everyone has a strategy and an agenda. And some good news. The USS Abraham Lincoln returned to its new home port in San Diego this week after a 10-month deployment, which is the longest deployment since Vietnam. The primary focus of the news report was, of course, those sailors who were meeting their children for the first time. It was also reported that the families who greeted them in San Diego had to move from Norfolk, Virginia to San Diego on their own. This story truly captures the sacrifice that soldiers, sailors, and Marines, as well as their families, make on behalf of all Americans. On the trade front, an analysis of tariffs has been done and reported on in the Wall Street Journal. The report basically indicates that American consumers are paying these tariffs and that the Phase One deal recently signed and promoted by POTUS leaves those tariffs in place, thus continuing the increased cost. This is particularly important to note because the principal issues that we entered into the trade war about have not been resolved in our favor. On the USMCA front, Canada was to vote this week on approval, and we're still awaiting word. The Chicago Ag Futures market has not seen an increase in soybean prices. The significance of this, of course, is the Chinese promise to purchase billions of dollars in soybeans, which should have moved the market and hasn't. Commentators are speculating that futures traders do not believe the Chinese will make this level of purchase and therefore prices will not move upward. I tend to rely on what the market says rather than what the politicians say. An interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this week about how voters are choosing their candidates. In the past, the axiom, "It is the economy, stupid," has always held true. The study in the Wall Street Journal article demonstrated that counties where Mr. Trump is popular are not in many cases counties that have benefited from the uptick in the economy, while counties that have benefited are frequently very anti-Trump. This raises a whole host of concerns for both parties as they must attempt to figure out how voters will respond to various messages. It also reflects why the Republican message on the economy is not taking hold as the divisiveness Mr. Trump has created seems to have overpowered a strong economy. It may also be that the economy is weak in many areas where Mr. Trump is popular reflects the realities of the economy, that is, not everyone is benefiting. A story in the Wisconsin State Farmer postulates that as POTUS touts the USMCA and the Chinese Phase One deal, we should remember Shoeless Joe Jackson for the saying, "Say it ain't so." The chaos of the last several years created enormous uncertainty in almost every aspect of American business. Phase One might not lead to Phase Two, and auto production in the U.S. will be more expensive, making that sector less competitive globally. Can we expect substantial growth from these two agreements? The experts don't seem to think so, and I'm betting with them. BlackRock, one of the largest global investment management and risk firms, announced recently in their annual investor letter that they were going to focus on ensuring that locally traded companies disclosed environmental risks to their businesses. This is a different approach as the environmental movement has largely been associated with tree huggers and environmental activists. This changes the level of interest and also confirms that analysis is being done to determine what the changes that are occurring in our environment will do eventually to business and our economies. On the consumer front, the consumer price index for 2019 increased 0.4% from 1.9 in 2018 to 2.3 in 2019, leaving the Fed without a clear indication of what steps to take in monetary policy. as there is no clear indication of where the economy is headed. Job growth was reported to be essentially stable, with the economy creating in December about 143,000 jobs.